Today is a fabulous day to dish on some fabulous news. We are dishing on all of your entertainment and celebrity gossip that we know that you want. So just sit back, we got you. First, Viola Davis just got away with some pretty historic real estate, and so did Herod and Megan. We'll explain. But first, before we start sipping on all of this juicy tea, I gotta say hello to my team in Atlanta. What's up, Atlanta?
Hey, what's up, Portia?
Yes.
Hey.
And what's up, Chewy? And what's up to our LA family? Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
All right, Chewy, you're up first. Head. So what you got?
Hey, thank you, Portia. All right, you guys. She was pregnant and getting it. So Ciara just released a music video for her new single, Rooted, celebrating Black excellence. And she filmed the video only 2 days before pushing out her baby boy, Wynn. Man, she was flying her belly and showing off her twerking skills. And she was dropping it like it was hot.
Young girl, stay rooted. I don't plant my seeds now. Stay embedded in hard work, let him know ain't no trending it.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a feat of strength.
Unbelievable.
I think this is a video on how to induce labor.
Wow. Seriously.
Like she was wanting that baby out.
Can I tell you, I can't even move like that, and I'm just bloated.
Yeah, and I
can't do that.
Yo, Portia, right. When you were pregnant with PJ, were you dropping it like it's hot like that? Were you doing that?
Yes, I was driving it like it was on that couch, okay, waiting for somebody to bring me something to eat, okay? I don't know what Ciara's up to.
Hold on, Portia, hold on.
What?
There's a video where Portia's doing a photo shoot in a white dress when she was pregnant with PJ.
I did.
When I tell you, she was pregnant and dancing all wild and... Oh my God, we gotta see that
footage.
Yo, even as pregnant as she was, like, she looked like she was going, like, shake a coconut out of the tree.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it was definitely going down. Were any of y'all, like, you know, as nervous as I was when you were seeing her drop it low like that?
No. A girl know how to fall like on a piece like that, baby. Mm-mm.
She had help. The baby's leg was out helping her balance, child. She was low.
Yeah.
It's like a kickstand.
Yes. I feel like because I'm such a worrywart, I would have done that video had that been me. I would have said, we need to do it over some mattresses or some mats or something. Right. Just in case.
At least over a baby pool or something.
Just in case.
All right, Gary. You might want to call up your estranged cousins, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, as you would usually say, because they just purchased a $14.7 million mega mansion right here. Here in Montecito, California. The sprawling 9-bedroom, that's a lot of kings and queens.
Yeah, they plan on having some kids.
Damn.
16 bathrooms.
Oh, my God.
They plan on having kids with the bladder problems.
Wow.
And it sits on 5.4 acres of land, has the following amenities. Check this off the home buying list. A stripper pole.
Ding, dope.
Game rooms.
Game room.
Tennis courts, gym, wine cellar.
Oh, ding, ding.
Library.
Library. Zip.
Library spa with wet and dry saunas.
Ooh, wet and dry.
And the property.
Nice.
The property, I think they're expecting you, Gary, because the property has a tea house.
Yes, darling. Oh. I'll be sipping.
It's a different than a regular British.
I know.
That could be so many things, y'all.
Now, the word on the street is this neighborhood is home to many wealthy celebrities like Ella DeGeneres and my girl Oprah Winfrey, still waiting on my invite, but I'm patient. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the tea. The royals did not pay for the estate in cash. You'd think they would just be able to, like, what do I owe you? Harry hands the money over, but they actually mortgaged $9.5 million of the $14 million price tag. They probably wanted to put a lot down so they didn't have to pay PMI insurance. You know?
They got to establish their credit here in America.
Hey, yo, Brett. So out of all the amenities that were listed, Brad, which one was your favorite?
Well, you know, I have everything except a tea room, and I don't drink tea, darling, so I would need to add a coffee house to my own.
I want to come to Brad Bucks. I'm there.
Brad Bucks?
All right, guys. Stephen A. Smith is making his priority to get NBA players some nookie.
Why does he care?
Thank you, Steve.
The First Take co-host expressed his concern for players while in the NBA bubble. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with the bubble, it's where NBA players are currently, you know, restricted as a way to protect them from COVID-19 and be able to play
the
season.
Yeah, right.
And the NBA is allowing visitors, but it's limited to 4 people per player with a bunch of rules, so most will get to see their, you know, wife, girlfriend, kids, etc.
Okay.
But we all know things can get pretty tense when confined to an area over time. So Steven suggested that officials let these men release a little and have conjugal visits. Take a look.
It would be nice to see, you know, the whole family and all that stuff. I got that. You understand? I really, really do. But we all know that, you know, six of those teams are going home at the end of this week, all right, because they ain't going to be in the playoffs, right? Well, that's six teams, right? Okay, so you got the teams, the roster, and all of their personnel. Now, you can't just let family come up in there. So like, but you can let one somebody come there. You can let a wife or a girlfriend come. I would strongly advise the NBA to facilitate that happening before August 30th. Not after. Before.
So head crack and chewy. Ah. I mean, does Steven have a point? Do you think, you know, the players should have conjugal visits?
Absolutely.
And it'll make a difference?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely agree with Steven A. Pimp. Because yeah. Here's the thing. Anytime like a player has multiple females in his life, they seem to perform better. Look at Tiger Woods. When he was juggling all those girls, he was the greatest golf player in the world.
No.
Remove his harem, he fell completely off.
Don't you think if they have each other, that would be great? They don't need to have conjugal visits because they got one another.
All right, y'all. So Queen and Slim stars Jodie Turner-Smith just got real about childbirth. Now, in a recent interview with British Vogue, the actress revealed why she and her husband, actor Joshua Jackson, opted for a home birth instead of a hospital delivery. Now, Jodie said, "We had already decided on a home birth because of concerns about negative birth outcomes for black women in America. Delivering at home ensured that I had what every single woman deserves to have, full agency in deterring my birth support." What say you?
Yeah, I think that a lot of women are afraid to go to the hospital or have birth because of the death rates of the mothers and then the complications of the babies even after birth.
So, Portia, would you ever consider home birth the next time around? And if so, I could assist.
I'm not able to because I had a C-section, so all of the rest of my births have to be by a C-section. So I can't do vaginal birth.
Tubbers is too small down there to actually give birth to a full-term baby.
Yeah, it's never very, very compact. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Who once said, "I've always been a strong believer that you were born with the hair you've got, but you have the ability to get the hair you want."
Gary, I think Gary says that.
No, Sherry Shepherd. Sherry Shepherd said that, y'all. Yes. Who will be joining the Dish Nation fam in just 6 days, y'all. And I can't wait to see what she going to be wearing on her head. Is she going to be blonde, brunette, or redheaded Sherry on her first day? And y'all, don't move because there'll be more Dish right after the break. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, once again, it's time for Heidi's Dumb.
No, I'm not
being self-deprecating. It actually stands for, it's D-U-M, Dish You Missed.
Hey. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So it's going to be a very quick catch-up on stories that you might not have heard of earlier in the week. So first up, we've got Ed Sheeran and his wife, Cherry Seaborn. They're expecting their first baby. Did you know that? December, Ed announced that he was taking a break from work and social media, but that obviously he's still getting in that overtime. Here's the best part. They were able to keep it all secret because of the coronavirus lockdown.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So they weren't seen out and about.
So she could just have a totally private,
normal pregnancy.
Right.
Kind of Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, totally secret.
I thought of you, Portia. So do you think that's the best part of sheltering in place is that if you do want to go through something very personal, it gets to stay personal?
Hell yeah. It's the best time to get plastic surgery, too. You can put a mask on your face. When you are revealed in another couple of months, you got a new mouth, you got new cheeks, you got new nose.
Okay, we know the This Is Us star Justin Hartley split from his second wife, Chrishell Stouse, a while back. Well, she revealed on her show, Selling Sunset, that he texted her, "Oh, just so you know, I filed for divorce."
That's crazy. Who does that?
Oh, my God.
But she did say
that she did say that she had started receiving phone calls, and then she texted him, and then, you know, it like came out. But so he still didn't give her the face to face. Either way it goes, whether it was a phone call, like face to face, tell your wife you don't want to be with
her. Yeah, man up and have those hard conversations. Damn it.
Social media went after him, as you can imagine. So his first wife, Lindsay Corman Hartley, defended him. She actually, when she saw that social media hate, she stepped up and said, he's a solid man, a dear friend, and a devoted father to their daughter. It got me thinking, Frank, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. If your current wife, you know, you left her and your current wife was bashing you quite a bit on social media, would your first wife step in to defend you?
Oh, hell no. Me and my ex-wife, my first wife, we don't have kids. So I think that she's stepping in to defend him because that's the father of her daughter, and it makes her daughter feel bad that people are talking bad about dad. So she steps in.
That daddy, it's more for her daughter.
Daddy of daughter.
This is a really, really big deal. Finally, I have an announcement.
What?
It is about one of our co-hosts here at Dish Nation.
Hey.
Oh, is it some tea? Oh, yeah.
Who's pregnant?
It is sort of some tea. It
Who's
involves
pregnant?
Gary with the tea.
And,
Ooh. Gary, I had no idea you were such an influencer. All right, according to thetalentreport.com, you have been named number one as far as an influencer goes. Hey. Not only that, but you jumped from the 25th spot right to the very top spot. Now, Gary,
yes.
Do you have any words of wisdom for some people like us who would love to be looked at as top influencers?
Okay, well, first of all, you and I have been in radio for quite a while. I think you've been in radio just as long as I've been in there. I've been there for quite a while. But, I mean, you know, you just stay true to yourself, honey, and true to the listening audience, honey. Just be you, because people know fake when they hear it, honey. They know those fake voices, and they know when you're just a fake person. But you just got to be true to the game. And my thing is, what I learned when I was in broadcasting school, my professor always said, honey, when that mic crack, have a smile in your voice.
I thought you were going to say, when the mic crack, get on your back or something like that.
You're on your back. Get your crack, but
congratulations, Gary. Yeah, my whole family loves you, so
everybody loves Gary,
and I love everybody. I want to thank all the listeners and everybody, honey, for tuning in, honey, and just continue tuning in and continue watching Dish Nation as well.
Love you, Gary.
Congratulations,
love you, Gary.
All right, y'all. Up next, what does Tracy Morgan want his ex-wife to give him back after their divorce? Find out when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like Viola Davis celebrated her 55th birthday in a big way, y'all.
Oh.
She bought a new house in South Carolina, but you know what? It's not just any house. It's the house she was born in, which was formerly inhabited by slaves, y'all.
Oh, wow.
And she shared the photo of the house on the IG with the caption, "The above is the house where I was born August 11th, 1965.
Mm.
It is the birthplace of my story. I own it. All of it. May you live long enough to know why you were born."
Yes.
Wow, Viola Davis.
Wow. That's profound.
I want to clap it up for Viola for doing
exactly.
That.
This is pure queen things, okay?
Yes,
queen things.
I also read that the house is actually on a plantation site where her grandfather was a sharecropper. So it's full circle. She's taking it back, honey. She's reclaiming her birthplace.
Mm. Like, sometimes you need that humbling thing that connects you to where you came from.
Yes.
And I bet you, for her to come back and snatch this up, considering what it represented at the time she was born to what it means to her now, I think that speaks volumes.
And Gary, what do you think? Would you live in your birth home?
Of course I would. And if my house looked like that, I would be more than happy to live in it, because it would just remind you from whence you cometh from. So I would definitely live in that house, honey.
But wait, would you fix it up, though, Gary, or would you just try to go on
that
and
roof going to need some work?
No, because if you fix it up, then you're going to remind the people all the money you have that's in a neighborhood that's not living like you. So you just stay when it wrong, do like the Romans.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, humble Gary, I like you. Nice to meet you today.
Yeah, thank you. Same here.
Yeah, right. Well, y'all, moving on. So we talked on Dish about Tracy Morgan and his wife, Megan Wolliver Morgan, getting a divorce after 5 years of marriage. Well, since then, y'all, things have been heating up between the old lovers and not in a good way. Mm. Reportedly, Tracy is asking for joint custody of their 7-year-old daughter, and he's suggesting that both sides pay child support for her. And get this, y'all, he wants Megan to revert back to her maiden name and drop his name permanently. What y'all think about that?
That's a fair request.
So, Portia, do you think she should fight to keep this last name?
No, give him back his damn last name. All she needs is the money from the Morgan checks. Okay, the Morgan checks.
Whoa.
See, this is him trying to hit a low blow because she's been there with him through his hardship, through everything, and this is just a low blow. Just cash the Morgan checks.
Wow. Okay,
she said, Chewy, so should a man request his last name back after a divorce, and would you do this to your wife?
You know what? I think it just depends on how the relationship ended. You know, if we have children, I would like if she kept the last name if we have children. And you know what? Just because we're not together doesn't mean we're not she's not connected to my family. Right. So if she wanted to keep my last name because Martinez is an awesome last name, I would be okay with it. I would be okay with it. Yeah.
They still gonna let her check them kids out of school if she showed up with a different last name. Like, I mean, because apparently whatever happened between them was bad. Might need to get the law offices of Morgan and Morgan to preside over this.
Right.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out why country singer Kane Brown, y'all had to have police on it. Come save it. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, country music star Kane Brown had just purchased a new property when he and some friends decided to check out the new land. No harm there, right? Well, things went south real quick, and Kane posted this picture on social media to tell what happened.
Okay.
Someone help. I'm lost. Well, the real story is I moved into a new house. I own 30 acres, and I told my wife I wanted to check out the property. I told her I'll be about 30 minutes. 30 minutes turned into 3 hours. Ah. It started raining. It turned dark. It dropped to 40 degrees.
Damn.
Someone was shooting in the woods. So we called the police to find us. And when the police arrived, they heard gunshots. And they thought we were armed. We yelled at them. We weren't. And we made it out. Now, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's terrifying, y'all.
Why you need to... Don't walk 30 acres, okay? I don't care if I do own it. I don't need to walk every inch of that. That sounds scary as hell.
Can you get, like, a golf cart or something?
Golf cart, girl.
Or something like that. Yes, that's what we do, darling, when it's so many acres you have to tend to, darling.
Yes, use your golf cart, honey.
Have you ever been to somebody's crib and got lost? I mean, big shout out to the homie Ricky Smiley. Like, I got lost in his crib before. It's pretty palatial.
No.
But has that ever happened to y'all?
I don't get lost in people's house because I don't go but to the two rooms. That's the room they invite me
in. Where I'm supposed to go.
And the foyer. That's it. Okay? Right. Roaming around. Nobody house. You don't never know what you're going to see.
Exactly.
You think you're pulling a book, it opens another wall. Next thing you know, you're in a sex dungeon.
Right.
Now, Gary, you're always suspicious of anything that happens. What do you think was going on here?
You know what the hell was going on, honey. Probably was up in them damn woods, honey, with some of his queen friends or one of his
side pieces. I knew you was going to say that.
Yes, ma'am. Told his wife he was gonna be gone for 30 minutes, honey. Cause he didn't know how long he was gonna be up in them woods with them girls. That's what I think it was. Y'all know better.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.